Welcome everybody to Tech with Newton, a podcast for technology news, insights, and trends that matter. A podcast where information, factual integrity, and entertainment intersect. I'm your host, Newton. Happy listening. So, I have thought about this long and hard, and I ultimately came to the conclusion that before we can delve comfortably into current tech issues and trends, we must remember the commitment to keeping this podcast jargon-free. The commitment to keep this the one podcast even non-tech enthusiasts would love to listen to, due to its simplicity and proper breakdown of complex terms. As an inaugural episode, I think it's only fitting we spend some time getting the basics out of the way first, by starting from the very beginning of it all. It is said that everything has a beginning and an end, unless it's God, of course. And as odd as this may sound, information technology has a beginning, and today, we will discover that beginning together. In fact, we'll do much more than that. You see, the misconceptions that exist today about information technology are endless. As a concept, information technology, also called IT for short, or infotech, has been defined in so many different and sometimes contradicting ways. In my line of work, I have come across many who claim it is the study of computers, while others wrongly identify it as ICT. And I kid you not, there is a devout faction of society, particularly in corporate IT, wholeheartedly convinced, beyond all doubt, that IT is where computers go for treatment. The nerve. But then, what exactly is information technology? Is it the same thing as computer science? If it isn't, how does it relate to computer science? What purpose does it serve? And where precisely did this brainchild of ancient civilizations we now cannot live without truly originate from? Stick around, let's find out together. Class is in session. Get your pen and paper. I honestly wasn't planning on becoming a teacher, but apparently this is what it has all come down to. Hopefully we can get the basics out of the way soon enough and get back to your career questions and yapping about what Sam Altman had for breakfast this morning and so on and so forth. So, where best to look for an accurate definition than in the two words that make up the phrase itself? Information and technology. First, let's look at technology. Technology is simply the use of scientific knowledge to satisfy human needs. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, what does that mean? Let's elucidate with an example, shall we? So, you know, or well, at least you should know, that when air is heated, it rises. It is an undisputed scientific fact that heated air is less dense than air at room temperature, and hence it tends to always rise above cooler air. Armed with this knowledge, humans have been able to devise a mechanism whereby air can be heated, and whilst it rises, it can take things, including humans, up with it. This tool is called the hot air balloon. The heating of air in a controlled environment, which is the balloon in this case, and the assembling of this system into a reliable and replicable package for humans to use can be called the technology of the hot air balloon. When it comes to defining the word technology, I'll suggest you do not sweat it too much. It is no secret that whenever scientists do not fully understand the mechanics of how something works, whenever they fail to properly comprehend how something really, really works. They simply slap the word technology on it and just stack it away. It's either they call it technology or a phenomenon. Ooh. Now, back to our definition. Hopefully we now know what technology is. Again, it is the use of scientific knowledge to satisfy human needs. Now, what about information? Information, as used in the context of information technology, is derived from data. Well, what is data, you may ask? In IT, data can refer to plain symbols, characters, or any form of facts or figures which have been generated or collected electronically. It is important to note that when considered in isolation, data is nothing but a bunch of collected inputs, symbols, facts, figures, etc. Practically useless to the untrained eye, like a heap of Legos a kid has gathered from multiple toys, for example. Now, the transformation from data into information only happens when some form of logic or reasoning is applied to this collected data. Logic applied could be for cleaning up the data or restructuring and presenting it in such a well-organized form that it actually makes sense and can be used for meaningful work. Key takeaway here is, whenever it comes to information technology, the notion should never be only about computers or computerized devices, but rather about data technology. This is a business of data, folks. Now, taking into consideration the present-day digital era we live in, a more comprehensive definition of information technology would be the usage of computerized systems to create, share, store, secure, and manipulate electronic data with the purpose of fulfilling a human need. A system of information technology today includes all activities, persons, processes, frameworks, and physical devices involved in the processing of raw data into information and the subsequent manipulation of this information. You are likely to find other definitions of information technology out there today. Many are too narrow, while others are just outright wrong. This is because different entities tend to be subjective on the matter, defining IT strictly as it pertains to their level of engagement in the field. There is also the issue of context, of course. To someone in academia, IT is a course to be studied, one in which students get to learn about computers, programming languages, etc. While to a well-established organization or business, IT is just one of its many departments, a department that manages all things related to technology within the company, the place where computers go for treatment. Moving on, let's take a look at the origin of information technology to understand how and why it all started. I think we can all agree that the need to collect, process, and communicate information is as old as humanity itself. I personally believe it is right up there next to food and water. I mean, if you needed to ask your fellow caveman for food, you will certainly invent an intelligible language in a heartbeat. I'm not sure why communication never made it to the list on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The need to be understood. Anyway, that's an argument for a different day. What we now call information technology has evolved through different technological eras in history, from the pre-mechanical phase of ancient history to the digital or electronic phase we are in right now. Our quest for the origin of information technology takes us way back to earliest recorded history, to an area regarded today as the cradle of civilization. Findings from around 3000 BC depicts a tribe, the Sumerians of Mesopotamia. These were the founding tribes, if you may, of modern information technology. These guys started it all, folks. They are responsible for the iPhone 15 you have in your hand right now. And Android is better, by the way. The Sumerians of Mesopotamia are believed to have invented writing out of necessity in order to meet the basic human need for effective communication. Sumerians are believed to have either invented or improved a wide range of technology, including the wheel, irrigation, geometry, arithmetic, sandals, chariots, and guess what else? Beer, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, beer. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that the cradle of civilization would also be the birthplace of human idiocy? The Sumerians made all these important discoveries within 3000 BC and 1450 AD. These were the times before the machines, hence the period was called the pre-mechanical era. The era that then followed, all the way up to 1840 AD, is known today as the mechanical era. This era saw the invention of numerous primitive technological devices. The famous Antikythera mechanism was also discovered in this era. The Antikythera, spelled as Antikythera, is believed to be the world's first mechanical analog computer. It was first designed in the 1st century BC, and it could predict astronomical positions of the planets and the moons, and it could even predict eclipses decades in advance. By the way, an analog computer is a device that uses the continuous variations of physical quantities to solve a problem. These variations in physical quantities could be things like changes in liquid or atmospheric pressure, changes in weight, etc. Essentially, almost any physical attribute with a measurable metric could be used back then to effectively develop these mechanical analog computers. Things were to take a dramatic turn with the invention of electricity, which happened sometime in the mid-18th century. An era followed in which numerous ingenious technological inventions were being developed at unprecedented numbers. This happened mainly because the focus of the inventors at the time was aimed at digitalizing the manipulation of data for information. In other words, making the manipulation of data an electronic process as opposed to a mechanical one. Fast forward to the 19th and early 20th century. An era followed called the electromechanical era. It was the period between 1840 to 1940. This was the era in which humans began to develop more modern data processing devices, like the famous tide predicting machine. These incredible tide predicting machines were analog computers capable of predicting up to a year ahead the flow and variations of sea tides with remarkable precision of hour-to-hour accuracy. Right after 1940, the electronic era began. At this point, numerous inventions, many built to use electricity, were popping up all over the place, kind of akin to what we are seeing today with AI, where you literally go to sleep, and by the time you wake up, there are 100 new AI companies in your neighborhood alone, all trying to trick you into believing they are not all ChatGPT with poor makeup. Anyway, that era marked a significant turning point in the evolution of technology in general. It was also the time when the term information technology was coined for the very first time. It was coined in 1958 by two renowned authors, Harold and Thomas, who published an article in the Harvard Business Review proffering the name information technology, and somehow the world like that name, and it stuck till this very day. Fast forward to today, 2024. We seem to have it all going for us, right? It's quite literally the best time to be alive, technologically speaking. What do we have? We now have fast supercomputers capable of processing and transferring massive amounts of data in mere milliseconds. And we now have R&D teams around the world, that is, research and development teams around the world, battling each other in a race to develop the most efficient AI systems and quantum computers, which, in all honesty, when combined with blockchain, have the potential to radically change the world of science and technology as we know it. Meaning, there is an even better time in the future to have lived. A time when using ChatGPT would be like using antennas propped by hangers to watch television. And on that note, folks, we conclude this journey down memory lane on information technology. I sincerely hope you found this useful. We did not touch on computer science or ICT or even computer engineering. That's because, firstly, this is getting too long. And secondly, those are distinct concepts, each worthy of its own time on this podcast. But rest assured, we'll get to them as well. You just tune into subsequent episodes and leave the rest to me. Don't forget to show your support for the cause by liking, rating, subscribing, sharing, etc. That's the only way we can get this knowledge out to the people who need it the most, especially those who have been misled to hate technology. Until next time, cheers!